I'm here on the main street of Lens, up in the north of France. It's a small town of 33,000 people. It used to be a mining town. It's famous for its red terraced housing. But it's the terraces out in the Bollaert Stadium that are really making the news now. They're going to be full to bursting during the Euro 2016 football tournament. At Bollaert Stadium in April this year, thousands of supporters of the Racing Club of Lens celebrated the club's victory against Ajaccio. This is where Laurent Blanc scored the magic goal for France against Paraguay in the 1998 World Cup. The stadium can seat up to 38,000 people. Three matches will be played here during Euro 16, including the England-Wales match on the 16th of June, and a possible fourth one for the last 16. Lens is football mad, and the love of the game and of RC Lens is legendary. So much so that the Louvre-Lens Museum, just 300 metres from the stadium, is paying them tribute, flying the team's red and yellow stripes. 74 supporters have loaned very personal memorabilia showing their love of the club. Far from the world of merchandising, there are photos, kit, instruments, tickets and, of course, film footage. Anthony Romand wears a red and yellow football shirt given to him by the player Valerian Ismael after Lens won the UEFA Cup semi-final. Like many, his love of the club began as a child. He was 10 when he started going to matches with his dad and big sister.
I have incredible memories of those first matches. I was so small that when Lens scored, I'd get tossed up into the air and ended up in someone else's arms. I got drawn into that great atmosphere, and I've been a regular Lens supporter for the last 26 years. My parents were supporters, so in a way, I was born into it.
Plus ou moins, je le suis depuis la naissance.
Luc Pirala, the exhibition's curator, has heard dozens of similar stories while compiling the exhibition. He shows me a small brown wooden stool with the letters RCL hand-painted on it.
The stool was made by the grandfather of the supporter, a miner himself. He built it when the supporter was very young, about 6 years old, and that is very interesting and peculiar to Lens, when we really the passion of the team begin very, very early. That's something of a heritage that you transmit in some way.
Yeah.
But I mean, the link that exists between the club and the mining community, that is something very interesting.
The players in RC Lens in the beginning were all miners.
More or less. It's more complicated than that. The club was created in 1906. It's one of the oldest club in France, actually. But at the beginning, it wasn't too much something of the mine. It was more like a club for the bourgeoisie. Because football was more bourgeois than working class, because it was English, actually, and part of an education which was coming from the boarding school. And it's in the 1930s that the collieries will get interest in the football spectacle, let's say. And that was at the time that the mining industry actually built the stadium, with miners that were unemployed because of the crash, actually. And that's when the industry basically got involved in the club, and it was particularly the case after the Second World War, when basically the club was a mining division.
For the people in Lens, football is very much a family affair.
Football is integrated in the life of the people. I mean, when you're from here, you know the club and you know football much more than anyone else in France, for sure. That's a thing that is very peculiar for me. The football is integrated.
It's definitely not just a game.
No, it's much more than that, for sure. I mean, the exhibition is not about football at the end of the day. It's about people and their life and what is important for them.
What's important for Anthony is certain values that have been passed down via the club's supporters.
There's a strong sense of solidarity in the club. People are united around the same goal. We always say that the mining community was tight-knit. That spirit of helping one another out still means something to me. La terre,
c'était le charbon. Anthony's grandfather was a miner, and he takes great pride in handing down that family history to his children.
C'est le coron, là.
C'est quoi, le coron?
Le coron, c'est les habitations
He shows them photos of the terraced miners' cottages known as les corons.
La passion qu'on peut avoir pour le RC Lens, elle est totalement liée à ce passé minier.
Passion we have for Racing Club de Lens is linked to the history of the mines. It's no accident that the club's coat of arms has a miner's lamp on it. For decades, it was the club of Lens Mining Company. That's how it grew and became an elite team. When a miner was good at football, he joined RC Lens.
Il rejoignait l'équipe du RC Lens quand il était bon au foot.
With the decline of the mining industry in the 70s, the mining company and the club parted ways. But RC Lens remains proud of its past.
Place à autre chose, ça c'est important.
It's important not to live in the past, but you mustn't forget the history of the mines. And it lives on through the songs we sing at the club.
Du Cop Lensois. On a donc ce chant, évidemment, qu'on reprend à chaque match à la mi-temps.
There's the song Les Corons by Pierre Bachelet. We sing it at half-time at every match.
C'est plus facile quand on est 30 000 à le chanter.
It's easier to sing when there are 30,000 of you, but here you go.
Et c'était mon enfance, et elle était heureuse dans la buée des lessiveuses.
And my childhood was happy in the steam of the wash boilers, and I had slag heaps instead of mountains. From above I could see the countryside. My father had a black face, as did his parents. My mother had white hair. For them, the pit was their homeland. Thanks to them, I know who I am.
Oh non, c'était les corons.
The corons were in the north. The earth was cold. The sky was the horizon. The men were miners.
RC Lens's fans have a reputation for being a good crowd, one of the best in France. They're now preparing to welcome huge numbers of foreigners during the tournament. The tourist office is awash with flags from the Czech Republic, Turkey, Albania, England, Wales, Switzerland, and of course, France. The small town is accustomed to welcoming around 600,000 tourists every year and expects to receive half that amount in the month of the Euro 16 competition alone.
It's like a religion in Lens, the football.
Marlène Viret, in charge of promotion at the tourist office, is not daunted by the task.
We estimate about 300,000 people coming in Lens in June.
So the key question is, are you ready?
Yes, we are ready. We are very happy to welcome fans and supporters. The fan zone is going to be set up. It will open for the 10th of June. Yeah. And we are very happy to welcome the match on the 16th of June between Wales and England.
England, of course, yeah. This is going to be a key match.
Yes.
You risk having an awful lot of fans. Are you accustomed to welcoming that many people? I mean, is there enough room in the hotels, etc.?
All the hotels are nearly complete, but there are a lot of bed and breakfast, a lot of furnished
apartments.
And there are a lot of habitants who open their rooms to supporters. So there is new offers for accommodation, and we are very close to another town like Douai, Arras, Béthune, Lille also, which has more hotels and more bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm. So the competition profits all the region around Lens.
The majority of people here in Lens, even though they're football mad, they don't have tickets for the matches, but they're going to be able to watch the matches on this big screen that's being mounted here in front of City Hall. The big screen is part of the fan zone, designed to accommodate up to 10,000 people. So with 38,000 in the stadium and then all the bars and restaurants showing the matches, the town, however small, hopes to satisfy the hordes of fans. But there are big security concerns, the threat of another terrorist attack, and there's the issue of hooliganism and unruly alcohol-fueled behaviour. The England-Wales match on June the 16th could be tense. Wales hasn't got this far in an international competition since 1958. Lens and the region are taking no chances. 2,500 police, gendarmes and security guards have been deployed to secure the stadium and the fan zone. Everyone will be searched and filtered on both sides on entering and leaving. Sylvain Robert, the mayor of Lens, says the main problem is not knowing exactly how many people to expect.
We're
used to having 35 or 40,000 spectators at Bollard Stadium, where our local team plays, but the problem is to know how many more people will come, and in particular, how many will come without tickets. We can't gauge that, he says. We've been working with state authorities for months now. They're ensuring security at the stadium and around the fan zone. There's no zero risk, but our job is to minimize it. For the fan zone, we're deploying one guard for every 100 fans. In a cafe overlooking the fan zone, Jack, a waiter, admits to being a bit nervous about how fans will behave.
Many of the people in the center of the town think they will be close in this period because of the violence, because of the supporter.
In fact, you don't serve alcohol, right? So you're not expecting to have drunken Brits coming in here and causing disruption.
We will be open and we will welcome drunk people as well as non-drunk people, but we don't serve alcohol, so we will encourage people to drink very good smoothies, very good coffees, yes. And we will have a good atmosphere.
Philip, over from Texas in the States, is intrigued by the upcoming spectacle.
It's very a good atmosphere boiling, and they're setting up the guards and the fences, and so it's exciting, and it's a unique experience working in this cafe shop. So,
are you a football fan?
I'm an American football fan, but
that's not the same thing.
I know, it's very different, but I will greatly enjoy being in the atmosphere, and it'll be fun to watch the games, and I'm going to be along for the ride, and I'm excited. So,
who are you backing?
France. Yes. Vive la France.
Allez les bleus.
Allez les bleus.
Allez les bleus.
On va te pour toi. Quoi qu'il arrive, gardons la foi. Toujours avec toi, nous serons là.
France kicks off Euro 16 on the 10th of June, playing Romania at the Stade de France. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.
Allez, là, il va l'avoir. Non!